Welcome to the daily VFN radio highlights at VFNTV.com. Enjoy. My goodness. Well, John, tell us. You had an encounter with a famous baseball player who loves Jesus. Tell us about that.
I did. You know, for those that don't know, I am an avid Met fan, a New York Met fan, that is. You know, there's two teams in New York. A lot of people get a lot of attention for the Yankees, and they're a great team. But there's another team out here called the Mets. Uh-huh. Yeah, the Mets. And so I had an awesome opportunity. R.A. Dickey right now is one of the most winningest pitchers right now in Major League Baseball. He has 11 wins, and he has actually last night he gave up a run. But prior to that, he had 42 and two-thirds of scoreless innings without a run. And so, yeah, it was really great. My sons love baseball. They play baseball. And so we had the chance, the opportunity to go to a book signing. R.A. Dickey, this pitcher, he wrote a book, and it's called Wherever I Wind Up, My Quest for Truth, Authenticity, and the Perfect Knuckleball.
Wow.
And so, yeah, you know, he's from Tennessee. He's from the South.
That's a man who likes titles like me.
This is a great, great book. You know, R.A. Dickey grew up kind of in tough circumstances, poor, and baseball is one of the things that he was able to cling to in his life early on. And as years progressed and as things progressed in his life, he was able to find the Lord. And it was an amazing story. You know, a young man in his school just basically was his friend and wound up inviting him to Christian Athletes Association. And from there on, R.A. Dickey's like, oh, my goodness, I got to have God in my life. So he's an outspoken believer.
Okay.
Yeah, he's an outspoken believer, doing phenomenally well in the major leagues. He should be – they all consider him to be a washed-up
pitcher.
Very
distinctly, you know, he's an outspoken believer. He believes on the flag. He believes in – what's he believe in? There's so many different believers,
that's
you know
true.
What I'm saying?
That's true.
And God. I mean, there's so many different gods today that people are talking about.
He's an outspoken believer of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Praise God. That is so awesome. Is that not awesome?
It is, you know, and he's bold about it and tells everyone about the Lord. And he had the chance to basically, you know, make it into the major leagues. But we had this chance to go meet him. My sons, we follow him, and he's pitching really well. And he had a book signing. And so oftentimes a lot of people are going to get, you know, their a signature or an autograph, and that's cool, you know. But what we wanted to do was in faith to give R.A. Dickey, because he was an outspoken believer in the Lord, to give him a gift. We wanted to bring him a baseball. And on the baseball, we had written iabide.org. You know, we wanted to bless this baseball player. And he wanted, you know, a lot of people are signing autographs and doing things like that, but we wanted to give it to him. So we walked up to him.
Because he loves Jesus. I mean, he's all about abiding with God, isn't he? I mean,
right. And spending time with him and you know, writing down what the Lord's telling him. And so we walk up to him and introduce ourselves and said, hey, R.A., you know, we hear that, you know, that you're an awesome, you know, pitcher. And we love the fact that you love Jesus and you share him and share about his love and his goodness. We want to give you a gift. We want to give you an iabide.org baseball and encourage you to abide. And he was just overwhelmed. You know, everyone's there to get something from him.
That is so
cool. Everyone's there to get something from him. And he's actually, you know, was blown away that we gave him this gift. So he lifts up the baseball with iabide.org on it and says, hey, we asked him, would you take a picture with us? And he was more than happy to do so. And he said, thanks very much. I'll take a look at it. And so what an awesome opportunity. You know, the most important thing when we can meet anybody, whether it be a famous baseball player or a person at work or a person at school, is to be able to share with them the most important thing in the world. And that's Jesus, relationship with the Lord. You know, you only have 1 second to share with someone. What are you going to tell them? And so I encourage you, you know, if you're looking for a plan to spend time with God and you want to connect with God, but don't know how, you know, many people want to read the Bible. They know that the Bible is the truth, but they just don't know where to get started. And I'll tell you, if you want to get started, we have a simple plan for you that you can, you know, get in contact with us and we will get that to you. And you can get started abiding and spending time with the Lord. It's a wonderful, wonderful opportunity and a wonderful way to connect with God. It's just a very simple plan, and you can reach out to us. In fact, this story is going to be on VFNTV blog, and you can get more information there about that.
Hey, and make sure that picture is out. That is a cool picture, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, it was really cool. It was really cool. My sons were able to see that, hey, it wasn't just about getting an autograph for R.A. Dickey. It's about, hey, we're blessing R.A. Dickey
right.
with an opportunity to know more about abiding and right. sharing that information with them. So it was pretty cool.
You know, and that plan could be gotten at iabide.org. It's a free plan. You just go there and request a free abiding plan, and it'll be sent to you immediately. And you want to know what R.A. Dickey knows. You want to know this Jesus.
That's right.
And right now there's a lot of things that are being said that can really confuse you. But if you know Jesus and the author and the finisher of our faith, if you know the voice of the great shepherd, if you hang out with him, and that's what abiding is. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's remaining in, which is pretty interesting when you talk about remaining in, you know.
Right, like, remaining.
In the King James Version, New King James says abiding, and that's it's transcribed, I guess you would say, as remaining in, which kind of like makes you wonder then if you cannot remain in.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Things right. that make you wonder, huh?
Right, definitely go, hmm.
Yes, things that make you go, hmm. You've just been listening to the highlights from the Daily VFN Radio program. Don't forget to share them with your friends. Find more and listen to the Daily VFN Radio program in its entirety at VFNTV.com or with the mobile VFN TV app on your mobile phone or device. That's VFNTV.com.